On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about the Iderine Ray Literacy Center here in Iderine. I'm so happy to have the director of the center with me, Sister Carlene Malley. And Sister Carlene, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be back, Dale, and have a chance to talk with you.
First off, for those who may not be totally familiar with, let's discuss and explain what the Iderine Ray Literacy Center is.
Okay. We are in our 13th year of working with adults here in the Iderine area primarily, but some outside of the Iderine area. And these would be adult learners 18 and older, whether first language English speakers or non-English speakers. And our goal is to help adults, whatever their age status might be or previous levels of education, to help them to learn to read and write and speak English better. So we have moms who are interested in coming to learn because they want to be able to speak English or improve their English skills to help their children.
There you go.
And they want to be able to read to them. They want to be able to attend parent-teacher conferences, moms and dads. I shouldn't just say moms. Mm-hmm. To be able to understand what doctors are telling them.
Oh, sure.
And understanding medications and being able to read them. The statistical fact is that one in three, 18 adults, need some level of reading, writing, or speaking skills in English. So we serve both, and we have for, like I said, 13 years. We've served, all told, over 1,400 adult learners in this time period.
My goodness.
We've been open. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. The advantage also of our program, because other programs will invite groups of learners to come, and we do call them learners,
sure.
Adult learners, mm-hmm. because their children are students, and we'd like to include lifelong learning with our adults, and so we refer to them as learners. And the fact is that they have expressed to us, some of them, perhaps first language English speakers, as children, they moved from city to city. They lost out wherever they moved from one city to the next on basics, formative years, first, second, and third grade. So they never learned or were passed along grade to grade,
mm-hmm.
even though they really could not read. Whatever their circumstances, they've tried to learn. Some of our adults will say to us, well, I tried to go to an adult class for English, but I was so far behind, I couldn't even formulate a question
sure.
to ask the teacher. So for that reason, all of our sessions are one-to-one, individualized tutoring. So a person is assessed, what level do they already know or have? Because we want to build on what they already know. That gives them a sense, I think, of I do know some things. But
well,
here's,
it helps with their self-esteem,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. And they let us know what their goals are
sure.
in wanting to read. Could
sure.
be to be a better coworker, better parent, of course, a better citizen. And they want to be able to go to city meetings and be able to speak on their behalf as well. So the one-to-one tutoring is the best for both a learner and a tutor. So mm-hmm. it's a win-win.
Well, definitely not only for the learner, but also for the tutor because of the fact that, they know doing it one-on-one is that, okay, I know how to go and approach this. This is where this person is maybe having difficulty.
Right, yeah.
And then try to, you know, correct that difficulty.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So the goal setting for the learner is then explained to the tutor. And also we have a wonderful variety of levels of literacy and materials that complement them. So that when we meet with a tutor, we'll say, here's the strengths that this adult learner has already, and here are the books and materials. They don't have to figure out manuals or where they can get or books, materials to use, but they will already be given whatever materials they need for individualized tutoring. So mm-hmm. we provide all of that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that really creates a great environment to learn.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have wonderful space at the campus of Mother House and Siena Heights University, down the street from them. Rooms where individualized instruction can take place without it being so loud that they're distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And especially during COVID, when we're finally able to reopen, the social distancing is a natural then, because we can spread out in the two rooms that we have for tutoring.
Right, right. And you have your own place there. On the Mother House campus, don't
you? Correct, right on Siena Heights Drive.
Yeah,
right.
Matter of fact, it's right there. And as you drive past, you can see it right
That's
there
right.
in front.
That's right. Yeah, right.
So when do you actually have the tutoring? Is it during certain times during the day, or is it in the evening? How does that work?
Yeah. Well, because our learners are working sometimes all night. Sometimes 10 to 12 hour shifts during the day. We have had to juggle all of that to meet their needs. So we tutor from 8 in the morning until 8 at night, with the exception of Wednesday, and that's 8 in the morning until 6 p.m. So we have natural separation of shifts of people, so that we've got fluidity, we can meet their schedules. We have a couple workers, learners who work all night, come to the center. We give them all the coffee they want to drink so they can stay awake by their choice.
Yeah.
And so then their learners start working with that. Their tutors work with the learners at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And it's 2 hours of individualized instruction, which its equivalency would be a four-hour group class.
Sure.
So that's just real solid, and a break in between the first and second hour, and it just really fulfills their needs on so many levels.
Right? Somebody that is in need of to be able to be more proficient in speaking English and reading it, is there a process for them to take advantage of the services that you provide?
Right. Depending upon whether or not they have any proficiency at all in English, and that comes from one-to-one assessment that I or one of my coworkers would do to determine, do they have or want to be able to learn to speak English better?
Mm-hmm.
Do they already know that? In their country of origin, if they're from another country, what level of education did they have?
Oh, sure.
And that will indicate how much proficiency they already have, or even a sense of study.
Mm-hmm.
So when we determine that, they can come to one of two offerings that we have. For someone who has no English skills at all, we have what's called the beginning conversation class, and it's held at our literacy center. And the first— we didn't have one for a long time because of COVID, but now we're starting next week on the 22nd of September, Wednesday evening, for people for a beginning conversation class. That means they know no English or very little English. When they come to that class, some of them, we find, are ready to be placed with a tutor, and maybe they didn't think so.
Mm.
So that's a feeder into our program. Others who are ready to be matched with a tutor come to the Literacy Center. I can give you that phone number that they can call.
Yes,
and,
please.
Also, for tutors or learners, there's a website. Our phone line is 517-264-7320, and that's our main phone number at the Literacy Center. We also offer some good information on our website. If they could go to Adrian Rea, and that's R-E-A, literacy.org, and they can get lots of information on our website.
Okay, that's Adrian Rea, R-E-A, literacy.org.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the phone number, once again, is 517-264-7320.
Correct.
Okay.
That's our main phone line.
Okay.
Right.
So all they would have to do is, in order to participate, is to just either call or go to that website.
Correct.
And then they can just either fill out or just maybe talk to someone.
That's right. And we also like to have them come for a visit.
Okay.
Whether they're going to be a learner or a tutor, we just want them to know where we're located, mm-hmm. give them a sense, especially learners for whom English is their first language. They are so embarrassed.
Yeah.
More so than somebody who already has the language.
Yeah.
For somebody from another country,
yeah.
This is their second language,
yeah.
or third. We have a woman from the Ukraine. This is her third language.
Oh, my
English.
Goodness.
Right. But I want them to feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And they know where we're located. They know how to reach us. And we give them a little tour to get them just familiar with where we are.
And the thing is that, as you mentioned, that someone who does already speak English, the language,
right.
and maybe is having a hard time reading or understanding,
right.
is that, you know, reach out. I mean, this is something that's going to help you and enable you to succeed more.
Yeah.
So don't feel as if there's any, you know, less of a person to because of it. It's going to make you a better person because of it, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And they've dealt with embarrassment and humiliation all of their lives.
Sure.
You know, I mean, they go to apply for a job and they can't read the job application.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
we help them fill out a job application. We also have wonderful computer programs. That whole technology piece is something that we have built up. Actually, as a result of COVID, we realized that so many of our adult learners did not have access to Wi-Fi. They did not have computers.
Sure.
And their children were coming home with Chromebooks, learning online,
mm-hmm.
and they were frustrated, whether first language English speakers or not. They didn't know how they could help their own children.
Sure, sure.
So we are trying to we've got a wonderful computer room and programs that our computer coordinator, Vicki Schmucker, has investigated that can be put on their phones because they all have phones.
Yeah.
So if they don't have access to Wi-Fi or a computer at home, that's a great way to have it be working for them and they can practice.
And we talked about the tutors. You're looking for people to help out on that too, aren't
right.
you?
Right. Yes, we are. We do have a tutor workshop coming up a week from this Saturday, and that's September the 25th.
Okay.
And again, same phone number to have them get information. But if they miss that workshop on the 25th, they can still contact us, and we'll do a private workshop to meet their needs and show them the ropes. Introduce them to the books that we use and get them comfortable.
Do they have to be a former teacher or a teacher in order to be a tutor?
Not at all. Not at all. No. We've had real estate agents, phlebotomists from the hospital, people who just see us online, or they just say, I can't imagine that an adult can't read. I'm such an avid reader. So when we talk to them, they say, I just want to help somebody.
Sure.
And then we talk with them about the fact that it's a phonics approach, sounds, learning sounds, because that's tried and true method for
yes.
people for whom English is not their first language.
Yeah.
They get the building blocks to be able to do decoding and reading
yes.
and writing. But you can see their eyes are glazing over and say, I never learned phonics in my life. Not a problem.
Yeah.
That's what we teach you. We have wonderful manuals and guides to help them be a really efficient tutor, but it is. Their first thing is I never taught somebody to read, and then the other thing is I'll say, you know, I don't know how to speak Spanish, and I said, that's great. They already know Spanish.
Yeah,
they're here to learn English. You don't have to worry about that.
Yes.
Part.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's wonderful. I want to thank you so much for being on the program. And once again, if people would like to learn more about the Ader and Ray Literacy Center, the phone number for them to call once again is?
517-264-7320.
And the website that they can go to?
Adrian Ray, R-E-A, literacy.org.
Excellent. All right. Well, we hope we can get some more learners to take advantage of what you provide there. Oh, and the one thing I should have asked much earlier in the program, is there a fee?
Not at all. None whatsoever. All of the tutoring is free because all of our tutors are volunteers, thank God. Mm-hmm. If they can pay for the book or material that they'll be consuming and using, mm-hmm. fine. If not, we get grants to help defray the cost of those books.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for being on the program. I really appreciate it, and you're doing wonderful work at the Ader and Ray Literacy Center.
Thank you for supporting us. We're so grateful for the time.
We look forward to having you back.
We'll do that.
Okay.
I'd be happy to come.
Great. I look forward to it.
Thanks, Dan.
Sister Carlene Malley, the director of the Ader and Ray Literacy Center, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.